Get your message heard. With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
We'll be right back. Yeah. That was this Children of the Sun, a little bit of folk music from the Andean mountains of South America. Well, what can I say about South America? South America right now is going through a really bad patch, I'm saying, because the presidents of Latin America, South America mainly, they're giving away the countries. Argentina is giving away Patagonia to the Zionist settlers who are arriving in Argentina right now, running away from Palestine, because they know that in Palestine it's going to hit the fan pretty soon. So, Milei, the president of Argentina, is giving them 100,000 acres of land to build in Patagonia. That is by the almighty forbidden. It should not happen. You should not build in Patagonia. Apart from the people who live there, you know, the natives who live there, and also the Welsh community that's going to be disrupted. And there's going to be lots of trouble there. And on the Chilean side, I still don't know yet what's going to happen yet in Chile. But yes, it looks like it's the same. It's going to repeat it. The history is going to repeat itself, and it's going to, you know, it's going to happen. But unfortunately, the pressure being put on the government is not working at all. The same in Argentina. In Argentina, they thought that everything was going to be hunky-dory because they were going to win. They were 100% sure they were going to win the World Cup, but it didn't happen. Thank you, Spain. Thank you for putting things right. And thank you for doing the right thing, you know, for the world, you know. Now they have to go back home there and concentrate. The Argentinians I'm talking about, they should go back home and concentrate on trying to recover their country, recover their land, recover their rights to medicine. The children with cancer should have a treatment provided by the government, by the public services of Argentina. That's been stopped because of Milei, the Zionist president, as he says himself. Himself, he says, I'm the most Zionist president in the world. Yeah, we know for sure that you are, because you're so stupid. You know, so stupid. The way you're treating your people is incredibly stupid. Can you imagine if you treat your own people like that? You know, you give away land, you cut down on their pensions, you stop medicine for ill children, housing is not happening, the program that was supposed to be done is not happening at all. You're giving away your country. When your country is celebrating a major commemoration of the independence, you are in Israel celebrating with the Zionists there, instead of being in your country, being a president. So all these things going on, and they try to put a blind in front of your eyes, you know, to try and cover all that by saying, oh yeah, we're going to win the World Cup. The World Cup is going to come back to Argentina. Argentina here, Argentina. Do you know, I'm really, really, I feel really sad, you know, because I used to admire Argentina as well. There was a lot of uneasy things going on there, but they could get up and stand on their 2 feet and you know, face the world. Now they don't. Even Milei says now the Falklands belong to England. You're right. When all the other presidents, all the other people that died during the Falklands War were claiming sovereignty over the island, and this guy comes, no. The English are there. It's their island, right? Now, if I give Patagonia away, it's up to me. I'll give it away. If I do this, you see what I mean? It's that the Zionist dictator in Argentina. Well, it's always been classed as a Zionist country, but this time they confirmed that they actually are. And there was a lot of fighting outside the football grounds, because they're not used to losing, sticking to the rules. You know, they lose. When they don't stick to the rules, they bend the rules, they win. And this time they tried. The referee was, there were a few yellow cards that should have been given to Argentinian players because they were playing very, very rough. Because they always have the referees on their side. They always think that they can get away with it. And they did up to a point. Then after a while, so much pressure. You know, McAllister, for example, he should have been sent off by two yellow cards that should have been given. He wasn't given a foul when he went to tackle one of the Spanish players, right? On the other side, also, there were fouls, but they were fouls because they were just playing football. They weren't fouls trying to hurt somebody else or the opposite player, right? After the match, the UK TV, they don't show, every time there's a scuffle, and then some fight or something, the camera goes away somewhere else. They show a little boy eating an ice cream while the players are kicking each other on the field. You know, South America is different. You know, they show you right there and then. This is what it is. This is what's happening, So everybody will have a view of, the fight that's going on. They're not just told, what they saw, the cameras saw. They show you. You see, I saw a few videos that people were posting, later on, this morning, actually. And a few things like the Spanish in New York, they were, flying the Palestinian flag. The Argentinians, they called the police, to try and tell them to stop doing that because it's not right. Yeah, but then they were flying the Israeli flag. So where are we? Hello, wakey wakey, right? So there's so much to talk about this situation, that I could be here all day, and I don't want to be here all day because it's somebody else coming on afterwards, right? Okay. Anyway, the whole charade is over now. The circus is over, The one last laugh. When Rodri, the midfielder for Manchester City, captain of the Spain, he received the trophy, and Trump was on the stage, on the platform, and he was waiting for him to move. Rodri was waiting for Trump to move, and he wouldn't move. So he told him to move. Please get out of here, man. You gave us the cup, and that's it. Get out of here. It's our triumph. It's our celebration. And he walked away, but only in that little corner. But when he made sure that it was out of frame, then they all jumped up in the air, because they didn't want his presence there. His presence is disgusting. He spoils the picture. He spoils the world, my brothers and sisters. Now nobody wants him in a picture. Nobody wants the picture with him there. Because eventually, when this guy gets found out how guilty he is, what a rapist he is, what a pedophile he is. Nobody wants to be familiarized with this fella. You see what I mean? So everyone is trying to avoid having pictures taken with him. In other cases, other presidents, people were, excited, really happy to have a picture with the president of the country, But this time people are walking away. He is putting himself in the picture. They're not calling him for pictures. No, he's putting himself in the pictures. The same with Chelsea. When they asked him to move, please move, when Chelsea won. So anyway, here we go. He was a bit annoyed because of all the criticism he made against Spain. Because Spain, they don't agree with what the Israelis are doing. The Zionists are doing, and they attack the constantly criticizing the genocide and criticizing the way that they treat Palestinian people. So obviously, Trump, being an employee of Netanyahu, told the Spanish, we don't want anything with the Spanish, we cut ties with them. We don't negotiate with them. I don't like them. And if they carry on like that, they're going to have to pay a very, very high price. No, threats. Proper of a bully threat. If somebody slapped him across the face, right, he will cry, I am the victim, I'm being attacked. Yeah, but you killed so many people, man. You're as guilty as war. You killed so many people and hurt so many children, and so many people also got been heard by you. So anyway, yeah, there we go. The whole thing is over now. The whole thing is over. So, yeah, I'm glad that Spain won, even though this was just a circus, you know. Not even the big teams were really bothered about it. You know, Germany, Portugal, Italy, you know, they were, oh, okay, what the hell, you know. Whether they win or lose, you know, they put teams in there because they were supposed to take part in it, but not because of they were willing to do it as much. Because this tournament has been commercialized so much, you know, it's incredible. It's been used and misused by commercial stuff, you know. Hydration time. What is that about? Did they do that in baseball or, I don't think they do in baseball. Well, in every sport, in fact, you know, ice hockey, they do it. Basketball, they do it. Every 5-10 minutes, hydration. And you know why? We all know why. Because of the commercials. Boom, 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 commercials. And here in England, you know, the BBC, the pundits, you know, were talking about the whole situation in the studio. There were no commercials, you know, that the BBC, right? But all the channels are all commercials, 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 commercials. So the whole thing was a commercial thing. Because the country of the United States is run by a businessman, and a very bad businessman. He bankrupted a casino, can you imagine, where the house always wins. Just think about that one. Anyway, my friends, let's play some more music for you. I hope that you like it. I know you like it. If you don't like it, let me know. Please, let me know. I don't want to be playing stuff that people are hating right now. You know, I don't want to talk anymore about this situation because it's getting me really, really annoyed and frustrated as well. But at the end, you know, I'm glad that Spain won. For you, Spain, for you.
to samba, stani madu, oh, you get away samba. Este samba que misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, samba como esta tá legal. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a little bit of Kill Bill 2. Kill Bill 2. That was the Spanish entry of the. It was one of the festivals that took place in. I think it was Benidorm. Benidorm Festival. Didn't get anywhere, but at least got somewhere with Tarantino by making the movie. Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, both of them, they made this movie. And, yeah, well, I played it for you because I'm celebrating the Spanish triumph in the World Cup. My neighbors, I'm from Chile, right? Next door neighbor to Argentina. And I'm afraid I will not support them for a long, long, long time unless they change their minds, they get a brain, and they start thinking properly that genocide is not the right thing to do in the 21st century. So there you are. I've been celebrating with you guys, you know, and I know for a fact, you know, that you guys are drinking Spanish red wine at home. After the show, I'm going to go past the shops and get a bottle and celebrate on the triumph of Spain. Viva la España, amigos. Now we're going to travel to Colombia and listen to this band called Bomba Estéreo. Soda Stereo is the one, is the band from Argentina, the pop band. This one is a poppy, tropical sound, you know. I don't know how to describe this, you know, but you tell me. This is Bomba Estéreo with Somos Dos, all the way from Colombia.
Se junta lo nuestro. más, ya no más, ya no quiero más, oh no.
No más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran. Si tan solo entendieran, a ver si pueden denme una explicación del por qué hay tanto odio en su corazón. ¿A qué se debe tanta explosión? Hoy murieron cientos y mañana quizás un millón. ¿Qué derecho tienes tú pa' matar? Y no me respondas, pues tu razón es infernal. Dices que tu Dios te ha mandado a asesinar. Y qué equivocado que estás, horrendo será tu final. Ya, ya, envíame un poema con refuerzos. Porque aquí hay satánicos que hacen un esfuerzo por atormentar una nueva mañana. La bestia ha tomado forma humana. No más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran. Si tan solo entendieran y se levantarán, nación contra nación. Nadie podrá evitar la guerra en Babilón. No les bastaba contener todo el dinero. Siguen invadiendo porque quieren el planeta entero. Y es que no es mucho lo que quiero. Disparen pa' otro lado y no hacia el que camina por el buen sendero. Y es que imagino todo el miedo que sintieron al enterarse que tu disparo fue certero. Guerra violenta o guerra santa, es la misma estupidez. Y se ve que suicidarse les encanta, lanzándose contra edificios, autosuicidándose y asesinando a gente por desquicio. Piénsalo tres veces antes de salir, ya no sabes hasta cuándo te toca vivir. Que no te toque encontrarte con alguien envuelto en bombas y quiera matarte. No más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran. No más, no más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran.
Ya no.
Y legalizan lo que crece de la tierra. Sí. Y por cualquier estupidez. We'll be right back.
ver. Mis cinco sentidos pedían tu ser. E incluí tu voz en mi alabanza. Se llenó mi vida de esperanza. Nada volverá a ser como era ayer, porque a través de ti ya soy un nuevo ser. Eres el gran milagro de mi vida. Dios te ha vestido de su piel.
Si yo te regalo un poco de mí, yo quiero un poco de ti. Un rato de amor en los campos, vamos descalzos, sí. Lo que yo siento es pasión, tu esencia es mi sol. Sigue a mi lado, fluye con mi corazón. Si yo te regalo un poco de mí, yo quiero un poco de ti. Dame tu mano, incluye esta adoración. Lo que más quiero es tu amor, volando los dos. Nuestra semilla nos dio una linda ilusión.
Dame un poquito de ti.
Volando los dos, nuestra semilla nos dio una linda ilusión.
Dame un poquito de ti, solo un poquito de ti, poquito de mí. Dame un poquito de ti.
Cuando yo era niño de ti me enamoré, y desde este momento en ti yo solo pensé. Crecía, crecía pensando en este día, que tú conmigo vendrías a vivir la vida mía. Pero después te fuiste a otro país vivir, y yo no sabía ni a dónde escribir. Ahora juntos de nuevo no me dejes así, con el corazón ardiendo no me dejes, mami. Yo quiero amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Yo voy libre corazón, el sargento viene pregonando. Libre corazón, boom, te lo digo, mami. Libre corazón y todo el mundo tiene que ir. Libre corazón para acabar con el odio. A libre corazón pa' que tiren armas al fuego. A libre corazón, boom, te lo digo, mami. Libre corazón, el sargento viene pregonando. Libre corazón, yo ya sé lo que digo, te lo tienes bien sabido. En nombre a libertad el militar mata a su hermano. Si el nombre a libertad del militar mata a su hermano, el derecho de ser humano es de ser un gusano, que por más pájaro que él tendrá que ser comido. Yo ya voy, yo ya sé, yo ya quiero. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. No me gusta la guerra, no me gustan las armas. Escucha, compa, lucha por la paz. Amigo, no le tires al amigo en la espalda. Hermano, no le escupas al hermano en la cara. El uso de violencia llama la venganza. La sangre llama la sangre. Yo no soy militar, y a otro hombre yo no quiero nunca matar. Yo no soy policía, yo no soy militar, y a otro hombre yo no quiero nunca matar. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, guys and guys, and more guys, coming to the end of the show. The time is nearly 7 o'clock. So anyway, thank you very much for the texts already. And I hope that you're going to join me again next week at 5 o'clock. Maybe next week I'll have... I've got a friend, actually. Well, I'm not going to tell you who it is, because every time I do, they change their minds in the last minute and they don't turn up. So, yeah, as before, I want to tell you who it is when he's here. Okay, I gave away a little clue there. He. It's a he. All right, he's just come back from Australia. I don't know if